It's amazing that any of us are even still alive at this point. The mass poisoning of humanity is deliberate, and it is all being done maliciously by people who claim they are operating in the realm of science. They claim to be scientists. They claim to be helping humanity while they are murdering humanity. They are evil, and they need to be stopped. Otherwise, humanity has no future, no hope whatsoever. Here's what the Chernobyl nuclear accident of 1986 has in common with the vaccine deep state, the vaccine establishment, and how it operates in our world today. By the way, HBO recently put out a new docudrama about Chernobyl, and it's a great mini-series to watch. I highly recommend you watch it. It's very informative. But as I was watching it, it struck me all the parallels with the vaccine industry, all the lies, all the cover-ups, all the suffering and death that's taking place around the world. So let's compare the two first. In Chernobyl, we saw, of course, the first thing that happened is before they even covered the core that was exposed to the open environment, they covered up the truth. So the government lied. In that case, that was the Soviet Union. Remember that Ukraine at that time was part of the Soviet Union. It was a republic of the Soviet Union. This accident took place, I don't know how many kilometers north of Kiev, modern-day Ukraine. But the Russian government covered it up and said, no, there wasn't a meltdown, there wasn't really that much radiation being released, even though it was massive. I mean, much larger than Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombs of World War II, much larger, hundreds of times more radiation was being released into the atmosphere from Chernobyl. But the Russian government covered it up, said, no, this isn't happening. Well, by the way, the same thing happened with Fukushima in 2011. The American government, whose corporation, General Electric, GE, built the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power facility there. So there was a massive cover-up in the U.S. media as well. So don't think this is just about the Russians. A lot of people say, oh, those Soviets, those communists, they covered up the truth. But we, free market people, we have transparency. No, you don't. Fukushima had a meltdown. That's still being covered up to this day, and it was denied for months after the Fukushima accident. Total lies from both the Japanese government and the U.S. government at the same time. But this is what we see today with the vaccine industry. It's a massive catastrophe. I call it the vaccine Holocaust because it is maiming and killing millions of children all around the world. And yet, it's a complete whitewash by the so-called scientific establishment. They deny that anything is happening, just like denying that there was a meltdown in Chernobyl. So that's the first thing that happens, is the lies start spreading. And then secondly, they cut off lines of communication in order to control the narrative. So in Kiev, or near Kiev, in Ukraine, when the nuclear accident happened at Chernobyl, the first thing the Russian government did, or the Soviet government, was to cut off the telephone lines around the small town where the people lived whose family members worked around or near that nuclear power plant. They cut off the telephone lines. Well, what happens today about the vaccine Holocaust that's killing children all around the world? Well, the tech giants cut off all websites that talk about the harm of vaccines. So it's the same thing the Soviets did. It's cutting off all communication lines, making sure that no voice can be heard if that voice is critical of the vaccine industry. Even though, by the way, due to an act of Congress, the United States government itself under Health and Human Services releases quarterly statistics documenting American children who are maimed and hospitalized and paralyzed and killed by vaccines. And you can download those data yourself. There's a spreadsheet that's offered. It's at vaers.hhs.gov. It's the VAERS system, Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. Nobody talks about it in the media because they're covering it up too, but you can go there. It's created by an act of Congress. You can download the statistics and you can see the descriptions of how many children have been killed and maimed and paralyzed and given seizures and everything else from vaccines. And by the way, the secret vaccine court in America, what's called the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, has paid out over $3 billion in financial awards to families of vaccine-damaged children. That's financial proof that vaccines damage children, because there have been billions of dollars in payouts, but yet, oh, Google says you can't question vaccines. Wikipedia says you can't question vaccines. Facebook, Vimeo will ban you if you question vaccines. Heck, Pinterest will ban you. MailChimp will ban you. You know, it's everything. It's Facebook, it's Snapchat, it's Instagram. If you talk about anything critical of vaccines, like maybe could they be made safer? Why do we have aluminum adjuvants? Why do we still have mercury in some flu shots given to children? Why do we have these toxic, neurotoxic substances? I mean, we're talking about neurological poisons in vaccines. Squalene, monosodium glutamate, certain antibiotic chemicals and toxic elements as well. If you dare ask any question about vaccines, you're cut off. Same way the Soviet government cut off the phone lines of the town around Chernobyl. Same exact thing. It's funny. It shows how America today is no better than the Soviets in the 1980s, by the way. We are living under a communist type of authoritarian regime in America today, except it's not run by the Soviets of the old Soviet Union. It's run by the communists who run Google. It's run by the communists who run Facebook. You see, it's the same system. It's all about globalist control. And the vaccine industry is killing far more people than were ever killed by Chernobyl. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but the official Soviet statistic about Chernobyl deaths is 31. 31 people died. Now, most scientists believe that statistic is nonsense. It's widely believed to be more like anywhere between 500 and maybe 100,000 people. I think the number is actually much higher, but let's take that statistic. Let's call it 100,000. Let's take the high end of that estimate. 100,000 people killed by Chernobyl. That's nothing compared to the number of children who are harmed and maimed and killed by vaccines over the last 30 years, you know, roughly since Chernobyl, 33 years, let's say. More children have been harmed by vaccines than people were harmed by Chernobyl. The vaccines are a global holocaust, an accident of incredible medical harm and medical tyranny, far worse than the Chernobyl nuclear accident, just in terms of sheer statistics. It's an irrefutable fact, but you're not allowed to state that fact, or you will be shut down. All right, the next point concerns whistleblowers. In the Chernobyl nuclear accident, whistleblowers were threatened with being shot or imprisoned. In some cases, they were imprisoned. People rotted in Russian gulags or Soviet gulags because they dared to speak out about the design failures of the Russian nuclear power plants, failures that allowed the Chernobyl accident to happen. Same thing's true in America today. If you're a whistleblower and you speak out against the vaccine industry, your license is stripped. You can be fined $100,000. You will be smeared. You'll be deplatformed. Your entire career will be ruined. Doctors who have spoken out against vaccines have been completely traumatized, maliciously attacked, and smeared and defamed, and their whole lives have been destroyed. Same thing as the old Soviet Union. If you speak out against the party, the Communist Party, your life is ruined. Your career is ruined. In America today, if you speak out against the vaccine industry in any way, if you dare say that they aren't 100% loving vaccines, that they're not 100% effective, 100% safe, if you even say they're only 99% safe, your career will be absolutely destroyed. You will be fired. You will be smeared. You'll be eliminated from the medical profession, from the science profession. If you have funding, your funding will be yanked. If you run a lab, your lab will be raided at gunpoint in some cases. This happened in Europe, I think in Italy. Your lab equipment will be confiscated. You'll be prosecuted criminally. This is how the authoritarian regime of so-called science operates in America today. Remember, this is all being done under the banner of science. Science is supposed to stand for the search for the truth. Science is supposed to be self-correcting. Science is supposed to observe and listen to all available evidence, even evidence that contradicts the current beliefs of science. But in actuality, none of that ever happens. Scientists circle the wagons. They protect their careers. They protect their grants. They protect their profits. They protect their royalties on the vaccine patents. They protect their names and reputations and their academic positions. They protect themselves, but they throw the children to the wolves. They sacrifice the lives and the health of children in order to promote their own careers and collect more money for themselves. That's what science has become today. And there's no better example of the despicable nature, the collapse of rationality and the collapse of reason than the vaccine industry itself, which absurdly states that there's never been a vaccine that's ever harmed anyone, ever, when in fact evidence of harm is downloadable right now from vaers.hhs.gov. The government itself publishes the numbers. But you're not allowed to talk about those numbers. It's amazing. So really, the biggest similarity of all is how science in America today has become a political type of cult like the old communist Soviet empire in the Soviet Union before its fall. So-called science, whether we're talking about vaccines or GMOs, or even now climate change. I mean, there are scientists out there now, progressive scientists, that say there are an infinite number of genders and that biology doesn't matter, and that chromosomes don't determine sex. This is what science has become. It's a cult. You've got Bill Nye, the so-called science guy, even though he doesn't know anything about science, out there cutting out the chromosome explanation from his old science guy broadcasts now on Netflix. They removed the chapter on chromosomes. Now he's out there saying, gender is fluid. You can be any gender you want. That's the new science. Well, guess what? That's not science at all. That's delusion. And that's what, it's a good indicator of how far science has fallen. It's devolved into a cult, an obedience cult, an authoritarian regime of malicious liars who are trying to defend every toxin and every poison that they're pushing on humanity, whether it's radioisotopes like cesium-137 or glyphosate weed killer, toxic chemotherapy that kills people, doesn't save them. Chemotherapy causes cancer. It's the number one side effect. They've become poison pushers. They've become cultists. They've become the high priests of scientism. And they can no longer recognize truth. And they oppress every quest for real human understanding or real human knowledge or innovation. They try to crush the whole field of so-called cold fusion, really called low-energy nuclear reactions, or LENR. They try to suppress human knowledge. They crush inventions. They crush independent scientists. They crush independent thought. They run Wikipedia and the tech giants like gatekeepers to silence anyone who dares disagree with their favorite theories that are all rooted in delusion. I mean, just the fact that we have low-energy nuclear reactions now proves that the old standard model of the composition of subatomic particles and nuclear physics is obsolete. It's wrong. It doesn't account for these low-energy nuclear reactions and transmutation of elements that we're seeing now. They've been replicated in hundreds of labs around the world in so-called LENR experiments. It's well demonstrated. And yet, mainstream science says that can't be happening. And the reason they give is because they say, well, our models can't explain it, so it couldn't be happening. And this is how you get the cult of scientism. The mad defenders of the old status quo that's already obsolete. But they're desperately trying to cling to their power and their profits. And this is how you end up with mercury fillings in the teeth of children, because the American Dental Association is clinging to the old science that says mercury isn't toxic. You can breathe it, you can lick it, you can swallow it, you can chew on it. It's totally fine, even though it shows up in your hair, and it's in your blood, and it's in your urine. They say mercury's great, because the American Dental Association has patents on mercury fillings. So they're making money off the poisoning. They won't say that, oh yeah, we've been poisoning people for 100 years by recommending mercury fillings, or however long it's been. Same thing. The ADA is corrupt. The AMA, American Medical Association, corrupt. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the Department of Energy. You could just go down the list. They're all corrupt. They're all compromised. None of them are interested in any truth whatsoever. And universities, give me a break. Give me a break. Last time I had a PhD in my laboratory, was trying to help me problem solve some chromatography on a triple quad mass spec instrument that I'm running. It was a joke. I knew more than this guy. He had a PhD. He was a problem solving specialist. And the only thing he could recommend was a shorter column. You want sharper peaks, get a shorter column. That wasn't it at all. It was a chemistry problem. We ultimately solved it, by the way. And we now use that method to quantitate glyphosate at parts per billion accuracy. That's one of the things that I do in my science lab, by the way, glyphosate detection. But we solved the problem, even though PhDs couldn't, they didn't know what was going on. So don't give me anything about just because somebody has a PhD that they represent the best knowledge out there. Not a chance. I can't even tell you how many PhDs are clueless about running a mass spec instrument and, you know, column chemistry and everything else. Don't even get me started. Just because you have a PhD doesn't mean you're even intelligent. I know PhDs who have no clue what's in a hot dog. The PhDs don't even know that, you know, you shouldn't eat sodium nitrite because it gives you cancer. It's like basic chemistry. What, you don't know what happens when you combine sodium nitrite with hydrochloric acid in your stomach? Do the math, people. You get nitrosamines. Nitrosamines cause colon cancer, leukemia, brain cancer. That's why you're getting cancer from eating hot dogs and processed meat, by the way, just as a side note. And you got all these PhDs out there, they think they're so brilliant and they're giving themselves cancer every day. It's stupid. Beyond stupid. In any case, Chernobyl, what took place there was a perfect microcosm of the denialism and the arrogance of so-called vaccine science today. Vaccines, as they are pushed today, are crude, they're dangerous, they're untested. There is no study that shows the results of vaccinated children versus unvaccinated children. No study dares to be conducted in any kind of an honest way. I mean, they've done studies where they took, well, they called it a placebo to inject the control group children with all the toxic adjuvants, but just not the viral strain. So all those children showed the same side effects as the other children who got the toxic additives, you know, the aluminum, the mercury, and so on. And then, of course, that canceled out. And then they said, oh, vaccines are safe. Truth is, they've never done an experiment with a true placebo on purpose, because vaccine science is a massive lie. And the vaccine scientists are malicious liars and child murderers. They kill children for profit. The thing is, they know they're doing it. And when we had, who was it? Dr. William Thompson, former CDC senior scientist, researcher. He blew the whistle a few years ago. He went public, hired an attorney, issued a public statement, and he said that at the CDC, they took part in a massive cover-up to bury the scientific evidence that showed increased risks of autism in young African-American males who were given vaccine injections. The CDC, which is, I call it the vaccine deep state, the CDC is part of it, they ordered every media outlet in America to blacklist the story. And every media outlet was obedient and they followed orders and none of them reported on it. That story was black-holed. It was memory-holed. It was gone. You couldn't find that story because they could not allow a whistleblower to question the status quo and to admit that vaccines cause autism, which they do. And they cause autism, especially in black babies, especially males. And if you go visit any kind of low-income black community in America, you see young autistic African-American males. It's a huge segment. And that is being done on purpose because the vaccine deep state won't allow you to talk about the risks of vaccines and even the genetic risks to people of African descent, which are higher risks than in people of other origins. You can't talk about it. And so Black Americans continue to suffer. The media covers it up. And the average person out there has no clue any of this is happening because the tech giants have complete censorship blankets cutting off any discussion of vaccines, including Vimeo again, by the way, and YouTube, all of them. They are all complicit in the mass maiming and murdering of children with toxic vaccines that are deliberately formulated with toxic ingredients in order to cause diseases and human suffering. It's all on purpose. That's the real story behind all of this. We are subjected to so many poisons. It's amazing humanity still functions at all between the radiation of the nuclear accidents and the nuclear testing, and then the 5G networks, the geoengineering and environmental pollution of the stratosphere and other atmospheric layers, the chemical pollution, the hormone disruptors and mimickers that are in the food supply, the weed killers, the pesticides, you know, glyphosate, atrazine, chemical castrators, and so on, all in the food supply on purpose. The mass poisoning of the waters with big pharma manufacturing runoff to the point where the rivers and oceans are filled with pharmaceuticals. It's amazing that any of us are even still alive at this point. The mass poisoning of humanity is deliberate, and it is all being done maliciously by people who claim they are operating in the realm of science. They claim to be scientists. They claim to be helping humanity while they are murdering humanity. They are evil, and they need to be stopped. Otherwise, humanity has no future, no hope whatsoever. It's crucial to stay informed, and given the increase in censorship, there are fewer and fewer outlets where you can get good information about what's really happening. Naturalnews.com is a safe harbor for information that helps protect humanity. And if you're supporting Natural News, I appreciate your support. But you can also check out Truth Videos at Brighteon.com. It's the YouTube alternative for free speech. We put a lot of investment in it to create a platform for the public to be able to post truthful videos. So check it out. Post your own videos there, Brighteon.com. And finally, also read another website I publish called science.news. Check it out. You'll learn things that you would never learn in any mainstream media outlet. I thank you for your support. Stay informed. Pray for humanity. Spread the word, because that's the only chance we have, is to defeat the malicious mass murderers who now run the scientific establishment in our world, and instead launch a new grassroots, decentralized science for humanity that unleashes all the abundance and all the technologies and all the innovation of which humanity is capable. We can save ourselves, but only if we defeat those who are trying to destroy us first. Thank you for watching. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.